assistant head women's soccer coach at Center College, and you're listening to SCAC Media Days.
You're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Days. Today I'm joined by Center head women's soccer coach Jay Hoffman. And coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Russell.
Coach, you're headed into your eighth season at the helm of the Center Women's Soccer Program. Just take me through your mindset as another preseason begins to unfold.
Yes, definitely. It's hard to believe it's been 8 years. Very excited. Have a great group of girls, new freshmen coming in, so that's fun. Lost a great group last year, but that's part of it. And we're just excited to play our first game on the first.
Coach, last season you guided your team to a 15-4 record, 8-2 in SCAC play, all the way up until the final game of the last of the regular season, falling 1-0 to Trinity and having really what was the de facto SCAC championship game to have a chance to go to the NCAA tournament. Talk about what this team learned over the course of last season.
Well, certainly the season was great last year. We tied our highest wins and tied our fewest losses. We were hoping to get a bid into the tournament. That didn't happen, so it certainly made a lot of our players upset and a little bit more intense with what they did during the off season. As for the Trinity game, we left it all out on the line. It was a great game, and we thought it was good enough to possibly get us in. But it certainly fueled the fire for the postseason with us just training. As far as the spring went, it was great to get the players back out and work on a lot of technical things. But a lot of it, when it comes down to Division III, is just trying to find that special player who sees the passion in the game and is willing to do the things that a normal player wouldn't. And so a lot of these players took it upon themselves to work extremely hard this summer and come out and do the little things day in and day out. And those that did are having a very successful preseason.
Coach, each season, one of the difficult things as a head coach to deal with is the loss and graduation to players. And you mentioned already you lost a great group from a season ago, especially on the offensive side of the ball, like players, all great Lakes Region player, Brittany Gar. How do you go about trying to replace not only a player like Brittany, but offensively try and get that power back heading into the year?
Well, first of all, you can never replace a great player like that. You just hope that somebody is willing to step up and change the game her way. Brittany certainly did a lot of great things for our program, but she was a type of player that did things her way in the sense that we learned to become a better team by playing through here. There's players that have watched Brittany play, and there's players that have put their twist on the game, and hopefully their twist is just as good or better. When we lost Aaron Menard a long time ago, we were losing an All-American. Brittany came in and became that next All-American for us. So having those players leave, hopefully we can take the best from them and learn from it and make it better. We have a great group of freshmen coming in, but we had a lot of players sitting on the bench that said, I want my time. And so those players are starting to sort some things out there in preseason. We're tracking every goal, every assist that's there in small-sided and regular play. And, you know, some of these players are starting to separate themselves in front of all the other peers.
Coach, switching a little bit defensively last year, Center allowed just 13 goals, third best in the SCAC. How do you continue that trend this year?
You got to have great leadership. We have Kelly Lenz coming back in goal, and she's just something special to have. And she's really done a great job from last year to this year, even building her confidence even more and taking control by her communication. Obviously, Rachel is back. She's a first-time all-region player for our first-team all-region player for us. And we have our two outside backs that started every game last year. We'll have a center back that's going to be a position that's going to compete for, and you know we're hoping that one of the players that are returning will definitely solidify that spot. So the big thing is that we do have leadership. They have the intensity. Now it's just, can we force them to do the little things? Will they step their line? Will they now allow plays to get behind their backs? We played a D2 team the other night, and they really did a great job keeping the ball in front of them. But, we proved that we still need to work a little bit on just the communication process.
Coach, one of the things that a lot of the fans are looking forward is, as we look to the 2011 SCAC soccer season, is the addition of the SCAC tournament that the conference is bringing back for the first time since 92, where the NCAA bid from our conference will be decided at a tournament setting at the end of the year, where the top three teams from each division will meet in Birmingham. Talk about your mindset as a head coach, knowing that it's a little bit different, not round-robin play, and the opportunity that it gives teams to sort of have that second chance at the end of the year.
Absolutely. First of all, I just hope we're there. The women's side on this conference is so tough. I mean, everybody's good. So I just hope we end up getting in there, and then from there, one game at a time. You really can't think that just because you finished first or second in this conference is going to be easy. I wish first or second in the conference would automatically get you postseason play, but we found out last year that's not the case. So it's going to be fun for everybody. Great atmosphere. We've got great coaches who get along awesomely on the women's side. So it'll be fun seeing everybody if we make it, and that's just our big goal.
Again, you're listening to the 2011 SCAC Women's Soccer Media Day. Today I'm joined by center head women's soccer coach Jay Hoffman. And Coach, as you've sort of seen this team unfold as preseason has gotten underway, what's been the biggest surprise you've noticed from this group?
I would definitely have to say speed of play right now. We've really, really worked with just, you know, getting the ball from side to side, and they've done a great job doing that. The other thing that we're really trying to do is getting pressure on that ball, and you know, if you can get pressure on the ball, good things happen. In today's session this morning, that's all we worked on, and it was very, very good. So the big picture is can they take that to the big side in the big game? And I'm hoping that they will. So the surprise is we are getting that speed of play, we are getting that pressure. I hope there's even a bigger surprise in that they apply it from the small side of the big to the big game, and you know, that's our job by the first to do it.
Coach, the SCAC is a unique league in terms of, you know, competition really from the top to the bottom. There's obviously no breaks, there's no lapses in the schedule. Talk about what makes this league so competitive.
The coaches, they all have an ambition to win. They go out there and they do their job. They go out there and recruit great players that mirror what they're looking for, and I don't think there's a coach that just doesn't do that. So you know, it's fun to be in.
You know, Coach, we talked about, and you mentioned, obviously, you lose a great group of seniors from a year ago, but one of the exciting things as preseason rolls around is you get to add the addition of a new freshman class. Talk about this freshman group you've brought in. How are they adjusting to the college game, and do you feel like you have some girls that can really help you out and make an impact on the team this year?
We brought in 11 players this year from 8 different states, and first of all, that's just awesome, and it shows a lot of credibility to the college, and just, you know, Center has become a very well-known national school, which is great and awesome to work under. The other thing is we always want to try to make sure that they understand what it's like to be a part of Kentucky and be part of Kentucky's culture. So yesterday we took a little field trip to the horse farm where our Secretariat was buried, and we learned about the history of Secretariat, and we got to see Blame, you know, a phenomenal horse who's won a ton in purse money, but they were able to see just the culture, and you know, we're trying to apply our culture to, you know, a little bit of the horse industry, a little bit of what it's like to be in Kentucky. So by doing that, I think that they were able to see just how big the picture is with Kentucky and then also with Center Soccer, and bringing them in, it's been awesome because you learn a little bit of what it's like to be in Texas and Arkansas and North Carolina, Illinois and Mississippi, all those different states, and it's made it a lot of fun. As far as play goes, we've got some girls that come from some very good backgrounds. I always say that you can come from that background, but when you step foot at Center, you have to play with confidence. Some of the freshmen are, and some of the freshmen are hiding. And that's the case in every recruiting class that you bring in. There's going to be ones that really step up. Last year with our experienced team, we started 2 freshmen. I could see us starting 2 or 3 this year again. So I'm excited. They're doing a great job. But the biggest thing is they just really need to understand what it's like to play for Center, the program, and be a part of Kentucky.
Well, Coach, you know a lot about playing for Center, being a part of a program. Talk about what it's like coaching for your alma mater as a Center grad.
Love it. Love it. Because when I get to talk to a recruit, I just speak from the heart. And there's a lot going on here, and there's a lot of great energy. I work under a wonderful athletic director and just a phenomenal president who sees a great vision for this institution. And it's a nice place to be, a great community. Love raising my family in this community. My 4-year-old's getting ready to have a birthday and her first year of soccer, so it's exciting times for everybody.
Coach, what's the toughest thing you face coaching in the Southern Collegiate Athletic Conference?
I think it would have to be just being worrisome of the next game. Everybody in our conference is very, very good. And when you're on the road, you play in one atmosphere. And then if you win or lose, you've got to travel. And then you got to play in another atmosphere. And playing at Millsaps is a lot different than playing at Birmingham Southern. Birmingham Southern's field is 120 by 80. And then all of a sudden you go to a field, possibly Oglethorpe, where it's a little bit smaller. So the dimensions, just the level of team play. And then finally, just, you know, the being able to travel from one place to the next, and that kind of sometimes takes a toll. So that's what I'd say probably is the toughest part at this point.
And finally, Coach, just finish this sentence. The 2011 Center Women's Soccer Team will be a success if what happens?
If we can find 4 players that can score 4 goals.
Center head women's soccer coach Jay Hoffman again. The Colonels open up their 2011 campaign September 1st at home against Transylvania. Coach, thanks again so much for your time and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.
Appreciate it, Russell.